Good afternoon, Madam Speaker.
Good afternoon, Your Excellency Chairperson. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you, Madam?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm good. It's just busy, that's all.
Did you rest since Nusa Dua?
Oh yeah.
We needed to do it with the jet lag. For me was awful for the first days.
Yeah. Actually, I've had to grapple with the fact that Bali is very far.
Yes, very far.
You may not realize it, but it is very far. Thank you, Stan.
Madam Speaker, I ask this to contact you because I thought it was important to understand if you are available to join the task force that we approved in Indonesia about Ukraine and Russia conflict. The situation is worse and worse, as we saw during the last days with the news, with the what happened this with so many innocent people died and so on. We needed to do our job and to do everything that is available in our hands to try to be part of the solution and to put an end to this conflict. And the resolution approved in Indonesia said that we will have a task force where all the geopolitical groups should be represented and with a gender balance as well. And of course, what it was my idea, I invite Dr. Ali Nouami from United Arab Emirates as Vice President of the Executive Committee to lead the mission, because I think that should be someone from the Executive Committee. And and Dr. Nouami is from a country that has good relations with both sides, and that they may have talks with Ukraine and with Russia as well. Because if we make a composition with MPs that are from one side of the problem, the other country will not respect the delegation and the mission. The composition needs to have balanced people that are available to work to find a solution, especially from countries that have good relations with both sides, may I say. For instance, if we invite from the 12 plus UK or France, I don't know if Russia will accept it, because they are strongly support the Ukrainian positions. And so in my mind was, we need to have a balanced composition that both sides understand that IPU is ready to help to find a solution, and we are not taking position in favor of A or in favor of B. Of course, we condemn the invasion. It was the decision of the Governing Council, of the Executive Committee, but this mission is to find a solution to the conflict and to stop the killing of innocent people. So Dr. Nouami from United Arab Emirates is vice president of the executive committee. He is available to lead the mission. I invite also Dr. Avi from Israel, because Israel has also very close relations with both sides, because the Jewish community in Russia and in Ukraine are huge, and so they wish to solve the conflict as soon as possible, and they are available as well. From Africa, I thought that if you, Madam Speaker, is available, it will, as a Speaker of Parliament as well, you give more strength to our mission. Of course, it will be hard, a hard task. I understand that. But we should try. We should try. And it's impossible to watch the news and to be quiet and not to act. We need to try to put an end to this conflict and to this war. And so this is why I ask you, Madam Speaker, if you are available to join the mission.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And let me start by expressing a word of appreciation for this consultation. I was completely taken by surprise when I heard that you wanted to meeting last night, but I was quick to agree nonetheless. And once more, I wish to commend you for the manner in which you steered the meeting in Bali. The last assembly of the Union was very good. Obviously, there were diversity of views expressed by different parties. But what is important is that what came out of the communique captured all the views which had been expressed by the different delegations. And I think that's a demonstration of your leadership. I'm sorry that it is a bit noisy in the background where I am. I'm attending another ceremony here. And I must say that the quality of the debate was also very good. Now, Chairperson, thank you for considering that we should form part of the delegation of the mission task force, task team, to do this very important work of bringing parties together. And allow me to just quickly consult and come back to you before the end of the day today, if it's agreed, but also just to establish from you how soon is the task team expected to assemble, be it virtually or even physically. I'm raising this because this is towards Easter weekend. It is important that if I agree to be part of the team, that I should know so that I can plan accordingly. But thank you very much for considering us when you put your delegation together. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Of course, I understand you may reflect a little bit and with and consultant to make consultations as well. What we are thinking, and I have the meeting with the Secretary General half an hour ago, is try to finish the composition before the end of this week, and to have a virtual meeting on Monday or Tuesday next week, a virtual one, to make a definition of the strategy of the mission. It may involve just virtual contacts with both sides, with the Speaker of Duma and with the Foreign Affairs Minister of Russia, and the same with the other side, the Speaker of the Parliament of Ukraine and Foreign Affairs Minister, or a physical visit. But it will be the definition the next Monday when we have the composition of the group, because we may understand that you have your own agenda in your parliament and so on, and maybe physical visits will not be easy. And so the timetable is to make the invitations now, try to finish the composition before Thursday or Friday, and to have a virtual meeting of the group in the beginning of the next week to make a definition of the strategy of action. Allow me to say as well that when we talk about gender balance, it is not just a question of gender. I really believe that women are more sensitive to the nightmare of a war. And so it's what you, and I will try to see if, for instance, the speaker of Uruguay, Madame Beatriz Argimon, is available too. If you give a different approach to the conflict, and how important is to put an end to this. We may have divergences all over in our histories. We have a lot of divergences between countries, between people, between families, between regions, and so on, so on, so on. Never a war is never a solution. I believe that women have a more sensitive, will be more sensitive to the problem, because you are mothers, and as a mother, you understand that it's impossible to accept to send our children to a war that is not fair to anyone. And so that's Julia. What we need to try to
fully
achieve.
Agree. I think, okay. I fully concur with you, Chairperson. So we will come back to you as quickly as possible, but certainly as a matter of principle, I believe that it is proper that we should form part of the solution. We were all very vocal about what is happening in that area, and it's going to be very important that equally we find a solution together as members of parliament.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So thank you so much for your time. I will wait for your reflection and your answer.
Thanks. Thank you to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, President.
Thank you. Bye.